Kumwayawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Winston Peters says New Zealand First is back to bring experience and common sense to government. Mr. Peters has already broken bread with National Party leader Chris Luxon, but negotiations will start in earnest once the final vote count is delivered at 2 p.m. New Zealand First is sure to retain its 8 MPs, but National and ACT could drop slightly if special votes show their normal trend of favouring the left. This election that could favour the Greens and Te Pāti Māori more than Labour. Mr. Peters says the result shows how the 2020 election run at the height of the COVID pandemic was an anomaly.
All sorts of claims were made on fear as opposed to the long-term sound governance of New Zealand. And the moment New Zealand First was gone, well, there was a monthly mess day in, week out. And the Labour is in the demise it's in now because of the way they went ahead before the 2020 election and after it. Now, we warned of that, and things take time to prove to people that it's a fact. But there's no substitute for experience and common sense in government. Make no bones about that.
Meanwhile, Te Pāti Māori leader Rāwhiti Waititi says Winston Peters should thank him if New Zealand First becomes part of the next government. He's confident Te Pāti Māori will win Te Tai Tokiro and Tāmaki Makaurau on special votes, which means an overlap in Parliament, increasing the value to National of New Zealand First support.
The Māori Party was one of the, if not the most successful party, in terms of the seats that we'd won. And by this afternoon, we could increase it. And Winston would hope that we would, because if we do, he's the one that benefits out of it going into a national elect government.
Rāwhiti Waititi says Te Pāti Māori is playing the long game, which Winston Peters has been a master of. While the fireworks are already going off to mark a failed insurrection in Britain 400 years ago, many in Aotearoa plan to mark Sunday not as Guy Fawkes, but as Parihaka Day. November 5, 1881 was the day 1,600 colonial troops invaded the West Taranaki Kāinga to end the non-violent resistance to land confiscation led by Prophets Te Whiti o Rongomai and Tohu Kākahi. Spokesperson Tonga Karina says Parihaka had been a place where Māori sought refuge from the settler government's scorched earth policy over much of Taranaki, which today's elders see as echoes in Israel's disproportionate use of violence against the people of Gaza.
People that are slow off the bat to condemn it and then trying to take sides when there's a disproportionate amount of violence happening. And I think our prophets were clearly focused on the Crown's activities when they came along and they destroyed our villages and forced our people into a state of landlessness.
Tonga Karina says the Parihaka legacy of peace will be celebrated around the country with events in Dunedin, Christchurch and Wellington. And that's your Wātea English News.